statements for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Pluto.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, our guest is Kim Coles. Kim, you know from all those years on Living Single and now on the new Gina Davis show.
You get applause. Thank you.
Tuesday nights, ABC, and I think tomorrow is going to be at
9:30.
And is it usually, are they moving it back for a debate or something next week or tomorrow or something? Or is it always 9:30?
As far as I know, it's always 9:30.
Okay. I heard something. I can't remember because, as you know, Drew,
that's why the debate thing.
I don't focus when
really
people talk to me.
I know that.
What are you saying?
Mm.
I got the AD part. What was after that? I just got the AD part of the ADD. Then I drifted off. But is there a debate tomorrow night?
It must be. Yes. I believe there is. There is. Yeah.
You know the thing that's funny about the debates? Everyone was clamoring for them, or at least I was thinking a couple of months ago they were talking about Gore wanting to do debates. And Bush didn't want to do the debates. And I was like, come on, you wussy. You debate him.
Yeah,
now it's like we're on 1.5. And I'm like, all right, with the debates already. You're cutting into the Simpsons. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Do they all have to cover them? Does every station have to cover it? How about just one?
I'm not interested. And I should be.
I plan
to vote. But I don't.
But here's the deal. Here's my take on the debates. First off, really, you know why people watch the debates? So they can say they watch the debates. I don't think because they're really interested in watching the debates. I think they're going to get called on it the next day at work.
Right.
And they want to act like a good American and they want to act intelligent and all that. But number two, is it important to be on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox, and then, you know, CNN and where, so I can all the way down the line as I scan, it's debate, Charlie's Angels, debate, Charlie's Angels comes up again, debate. And I'm sitting there, now I'm feeling like a retard because normally, like, here's the thing, I could watch The Simpsons, for instance, or Seinfeld or something, and not watch the debate and still feel sort of good about myself. But those shows have all been preempted, even in syndication. So I'm watching Starsky and Hutch as opposed to watching the debate and feeling like a real ass.
You're not even watching quality reruns.
No.
That is just like you've just gone right into the barrel.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Right.
I'm curious. Did you introduce, really, Kim?
Yes. I did say Kim Coles is here.
You kind of passed quickly, though.
I said she was Living Single all those years, and now what about me?
That's how it
pretty much goes. And I understand that, and I'm here, for the whole 2 hours. And
everyone listen to me.
Don't talk about me.
All right. Well, look, we got sidetracked. But the Gina Davis show, let's talk about that. I heard it did very well in the ratings last week.
As far as I know, we were the number one new comedy. The number one new comedy. Now, that was
really?
Last week. That was our premiere week. We held 100% of our lead-in audience. That means everybody that was watching Dharma and Greg watched us.
Really? That's pretty good.
They tuned in.
That's great.
They tuned in, which is nice. Which is nice because ABC really promoted it a lot. They put a lot of money. People had to tune in.
You ain't kidding.
It was all billboards.
Yeah, they. Oh, yeah. I saw the billboards all over the place. I saw the commercials all over the
radio,
place. And I've seen it for a lot of shows, though. And I just wonder, I wonder if another show is being promoted very heavily, then I guess you have to promote your show in order to keep up with that show, in a sense.
Probably.
It gets a little obnoxious.
Probably.
You know the thing that drives me nuts?
What drives you nuts?
Let me tell you something, Kim. I notice that they start running these things like for Madigan Men or something like that. They start running these goddamn things 2 months before the show hits
July.
The air.
Oh, July. Yeah,
right.
Before we even started working, there were ads on the air.
And I was yelling at someone the other day, why do I see the same joke over and over and over? They show the same clip, the same beat, and the person said, because they probably only got the pilot or the one show in the can, and that's the only show they have to draw from. But it seems like a horrible strategy to run the same joke into the ground, and if you watch Monday Night Football or you watch ABC or whatever, you're going to see the same joke over and over again, and by the time the show comes out, you're pissed off.
you're
tired of the show.
I spent a little time at CBS. They really saw their sort of summer programming as a platform for marketing. Their new shows.
The new shows.
That was the new, as much as the Survivor and Big Brother, that was there to
promote the new stuff.
That's right.
All right. Well, anyway, Living Single. So tell me, not Living Single, Gina Davis. Tell me about that, since I didn't see last week. Tell me about your role and your part and all that stuff.
So the story is Gina is career gal, funky, lives in the city, lives in Manhattan, whatever. And she falls in love with this suburban man who's a widower with two kids. She moves in with him and she becomes instant mom. So there's that story.
Right.
So what stems from that is all the hilarity of becoming instant mom, girlfriend about to marry this man, and then her two best girls... Huh?
You use the word hijinks, ABC.
Hijinks ensue.
Hijinks ensue.
There
the hilarity ensues.
There we go.
All hell breaks loose when, the first time she bakes a cake for the kid and it comes out the shape of a penis. You know?
Nice.
And he's 13 years old and he goes to school and, oh my God, and on the penis cake it says, go Carter. And he's, that's the kid's name. He's very upset.
Nice. Could happen.
Yeah. And then she goes home later on and, the boyfriend doesn't want a piece of the cake. Oh no, none of that penis cake for me.
You don't want to be gay, right?
Yeah, thank you.
But it's really the frosting you got to look out for.
But folks. So I play one of her very good girlfriends and her coworker. And to be honest with you, I really don't know quite what we do yet. It's called the Creative Caucus. It is supposed to be patterned after
PR.
Yeah, thank you. Pretty much. Yeah. It's patterned after the Creative Coalition, which is that company that markets.
They're going to be promoting new television shows.
We've already alluded to other stars, other people. Yeah, references to people that she knows.
Here's a chance.
Still be on the show.
Oh, see?
You can still be on.
Oh,
I'd like
couldn't.
To invite you now officially. I have no power whatsoever. I think she should come on the show to discuss her problems with her man, played by Peter Horton of 30 something.
Well, now you can have the kid call us.
There you have
drama.
It. Enough said.
See?
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to pitch that to her. I've got a lot of clout there.
I have not been on a regular network in a long time.
I think it's high time.
Not since Two Guys, a Girl, and a Group of People. And
right. When did I do that? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to start going on auditions, I think. Megan?
Oh, yeah. That'll happen.
Starting tomorrow. Megan, you're 16.
Yeah.
What's that?
My boyfriend wants me to give him a blowjob, but...
Hold on. Let me get this straight. You say your boyfriend wants you to give him a blowjob.
Yes.
Interesting.
What a strange sort of... Strange impulse from the boyfriend.
Hear her out.
I'm kind of nervous about it because he's uncircumcised.
Mm-hmm.
And why does that make you nervous?
Well, because I know it's unclean, and
it's unclean.
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, because I mean, if he's circumcised, not uncircumcised.
Well, of course, Adam's gross, but no.
Well, I mean, are there any like immediate like?
No. It's not unclean, and there's this is the only country where males are routinely circumcised.
Yeah, but look at those other countries. you ever see the news footage of those other countries? I can smell it through the TV.
Oh, for God.
Oh, seriously. Like, what about what's going on over here in Israel and all this Gaza Strip nonsense and everything? I mean, come on, I can smell that coming through the set.
But they're Jews. They're all circumcised, aren't they?
Well, those are, but not the Palestinians. That's why they're fighting.
They want their foreskin back?
I've never seen more rock throwing. It's the year 2000. Let's work up the bow and arrow or stick at a certain point. Jesus Christ. It's like a Cro-Magnon man over there. They're throwing rocks.
So, Megan, maybe this isn't something you're ready to do yet, but you don't have to worry about it being something contagious.
Is this the only problem?
Yeah.
Right, that's your only issue?
Pretty much.
He'll want it in a year from now, and 2 years from now, and 3 years from now.
Here's my point. If he was circumcised, you'd have no difficulty with this.
Yes or no?
No.
This is the only issue. It's not a convenient excuse.
Yeah.
Right. Yes,
I guess
not.
So. Thank I don't know. It just seems kind of gross to me.
But I bet you he knows how to wash it. He's learned how to pull the skin back and go in there and put the soap and really...
Actually, he can present himself in such a way you won't even really notice the difference.
Okay.
That's true.
Right. All right. There you go. You tell him to keep that sort of out of the way.
You guys, do a little hot tubbing or something before you do it. Then you just get that chlorine taste. You guys know what I'm talking about? You guys know what I'm talking about, right? You've done that, right?
Giving a blowjob,
The
hot tub? Yeah.
Yeah. You had to work your way through med school. Fedra?
Yeah.
A lot of wealthy Arabs at that Holiday Inn that was near campus. you'd work your way around the pool on a weekend, pick up $700-800, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
Pedro?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a simple question. First, I want to say hi to you, Adam, and Dr. Drew.
Pedro.
Thank you.
I have a question. My girlfriend, she's been on the pill for about a year and a half now, maybe a year. I can't remember. And we had sex, I would say, September the 23rd. And lately, the past week, she's been throwing up, waking up nauseous, throwing up. She can't hold down food.
Huh.
So I thought she was pregnant.
Huh.
So she took an EPT test, and like I would say, last Monday, came out negative.
Right.
Now, Thursday, she went back to school, and she threw up about 3 or 4 times in school. So she still thought she was pregnant. So she went to the doctor. They gave her a blood test, and the blood test came out negative on Friday. Okay. I was just trying to see what is probably wrong with her, why she's constantly throwing up, if she's sick or something.
Is she using
give her an endocrinology test? Like, were they going to stick a camera down her stomach to see what's
wrong? No, that's a gastroenterologist.
Yeah.
That's it. So esophageal gastroscopy, and that needs to happen for sure, because gastritis and ulcers can do this. Something called a gastric outlet obstruction, gallbladder disease can do this. A lot of things can do this.
Well,
so it needs a workup, right?
Oh, well, simple question. She's also anemic. She was anemic before.
So this is something that needs attention. Okay.
Yeah.
Does she have an eating disorder?
She did before when she was younger. Before I was with her.
This may be, well, you don't get over those because of a relationship, so this may be part of that, too.
Yeah, make sure he's not implying that he cured her. He's just saying before he met her.
Make sure the gastroenterologist knows that she has that history, okay?
Oh, yeah, but I was trying to see, you think she might be pregnant or anyway?
No.
It's only been 3 weeks.
Hey, Pedro. There's a lot of other things that cause this besides pregnancy, and you've already ruled pregnancy out.
No, she's probably throwing the kid up by now anyway.
I
don't know how it works, but I know if it's in the stomach, certainly throw it up.
Okay.
And do the math.
Okay.
All right, Pedro. Write that down. Now,
Listen,
yeah, get her checked out, and maybe this is, could this be, if you spend a good amount of time throwing up.
You can start vomiting spontaneously very
quickly. You can.
Oh, yes. And emotional upset, and people that have well-established bulimia will vomit.
When they get upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and or not, sometimes they just start vomiting spontaneously no matter what. They can't keep things down.
What's up with the people who are vomiting before the big game, before the wedding, before the big test? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's nerves. I've had nerves many times. I've never felt like vomiting.
Oh, I have.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Is that the way you react?
Yeah, your body when it's, you know, needs to unload. When it's...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I get tired.
I get diarrhea.
You do?
Thank you for bringing that up, Kim. I was going to bring that up.
Fantastic. Think about that tonight when I'm masturbating. Oh, boy. I bet that Kim was nervous when that show premiered last week.
I got to run.
Oh, yeah. I bet you have kittens in your stomach. Come on, baby. Get on the phone. Who are you going to need mopping there? Oh, no. One roll? No way. She won't make it a bathroom. Yeah. That's right. Okay.
Stuff will come out. You'll evacuate the other end too if you really get scared.
Yeah.
Number one and number two.
You just like a chicken getting slaughtered or something.
Yeah.
And stuff starts coming out.
Oh, you'll do that.
I will. Yeah. Oh, you mean when I get my head cut off?
Well, not the head cut off, but you give it enough fear or some, you know. People.
No, but I've done like Golden Gloves boxing and football games and stand up and stuff. I've been in like a nerve wracking situation. I get tired. I want to relax. I feel like I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, we know how effed up you are, though. Come on.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could always remember the coach before the big game in the locker room. I'd be yawning. He'd always stop in the middle and go, am I boring you, Corolla? That was always the big one. But I just get...
Your body would shut down.
Yes. Yeah. My body reacts by total lack of energy. And I think, how the hell am I going to go out and do whatever I'm supposed to do when I can't move?
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a second. We're talking about
it. Throwing up, huh?
Hey, listen.
Well, I'd like to hang out with you, too.
Speaking of therapist, you're going to read. You're going to take care of this book.
Was I talking about a therapist?
We were talking about how weird you are and how troubled you are.
I didn't bring up therapist.
I brought up therapist in my own mind.
Okay, here's what happened. I told my shrink yesterday, last week, I said, I got to start reading. I can't stand reading. I hate reading. I'm no good at reading. I got to start reading. And he said, well, what would you like to read? And I said, well, I guess I'd like a biography. And he said, okay, here's what you need to do. You go out and pick yourself out a biography. And when you come in here the next week, I want you to tell me which biography you picked out. And I said, done and done. Now it's...
Night before.
I'm going in tomorrow morning. Now, the thing is I go in at 10 in the morning, and I don't think the bookstore is open until 10. I think they open at 8:45 in the morning.
No way.
So I called Drew.
Bring me one of your biographies. Says,
you got a biography over there.
Well, and, back she goes.
I would have brought you Judy Garland or Betty Davis.
Oh, Judy Garland, yeah. Maybe Barbara Streisand.
I just came on your
Well, listen.
Malcolm X.
That's actually a great biography. Yeah, but he wanted, what he wanted was something I just happened to bought for Douglas, my 8-year-old, yesterday. Which was,
dare you?
It's a biography of 9 baseball greats in like 50 pages of big print.
Boy. Yeah, a lot of pictures.
And he wanted that. No way. No way.
Do they
bring in the Theodore Roosevelt?
Do they make pop-up biographies? That's what I'm looking for.
Scratch and sniff.
All right, but here's the deal. When I go in there tomorrow,
he's going to be very impressed.
It's going to be great.
Unless he's like, listening to the show tonight.
Yeah, right. Theodore Roosevelt. I didn't know you. Never spoke of him. Oh, he was a great senator. he invented the. Oh, Christ.
I swear
and
to God.
He's the thickest one, too.
No, so I only want to read a couple hundred pages. He'll like the beginning of the
Okay, Drew, hold on a second. You are your 872 pages
you read
and no pictures? How dare you?
You read 200, and you will enjoy. This is about a guy that you'll relate to, I swear to God.
Why do you have to rub it in my face?
You know, just read 200, didn't
you? You didn't have...
biographies are all 600. They're all 600 pages. They are.
A good one.
I'm talking about a biography on someone who died at like 19, you know, like maybe something on James Dean or something like that.
Tutankhamun or something.
Yeah, something.
Something we know anything about either. Brenda.
Nice.
Flirty.
Brenda?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, I was calling in regards to the last caller. My boyfriend's not circumcised. It stinks.
Right.
It is definitely not.
No, she's...
I mean, he cleans. He does. But when I go down, it's just...
Yeah, but maybe it's just his funk and not the circumcision issue.
You gotta look at it this way. Man's sack and groin region is pretty funky no matter what. Kim's nodding over there.
I don't think so.
In a big way.
You don't think so? You're just telling us that your boyfriend is.
Well, no, he has a smell. I don't mind doing it as long as it doesn't smell. And I mean, every time.
Brenda.
Is it freshly washed?
Wait a minute. Brenda.
Does the smell come off?
I said, can he put it in the sink and wash it just before you all do it? Like, you know, rub it down with a little, I'm serious. I get it freshly washed.
He does. He definitely, or I'll wash it for him.
Good.
I get out of the
Brenda, the point is it may not be the circumcision.
No, it's probably a combination. We've all done the quick junk wash in the sink. Third, fourth date, things are going well. So you're on your second bottle of wine. You excuse yourself into the bathroom, and it's like, okay, I got to get a quick junk rinse here.
They call it junk rinse?
Whatever.
They call it a whore's bath.
Yeah, French whore's bath, yeah. And it's kind of funny because, like, on one hand, it's like, I want to wash the junk. And then on the other hand, I don't want to jinx the junk. So wash your junk. I could be jinxing it. You know what I mean? Now I'm not going to get any. But you go over that. You know what I'm saying, Drew? Don't guys do this?
They say incantations. They do anything they can to get things moving in the right direction. Right. So
even if you took a nice shower earlier on in the evening at 6:37 at night before your kids went out, it's getting a little bit late. You've been drinking, maybe a little dancing, something like that. Now it's 1:30 in the morning. It's time for a quick rinse on the junk.
What if women do that, too?
Absolutely.
Now, here's your nightmare.
That's why they invented the bidet.
Your nightmare is when you're wearing a pair of, like, khaki slacks, you got your junk hanging in the sink, and you'll come walk around with that big, stain of water on the crotch. You just got to untuck the shirt after that. All right, Drew, what are you going with there?
Well, we didn't solve her problem.
Well,
she was ringing in.
She was just chiming in. Okay. I bet her man's very proud. Hold on, honey. I got to make a phone call. What's that? Somebody said his boyfriend's penis didn't stink, and you're like a you're like a, it's like going down on a Saint Bernard. So hold on, I got to make a phone call. William.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Uh huh.
What's up?
Well, my problem is I was sexually molested by a preacher's grandson when I was younger, and it's been affecting me throughout my whole life, I guess, and it didn't end until about when I was about 15.
Well, how old was the grand? He must have been about your age, right?
He was about probably 5 years older than me.
And when did it start? How old were you?
Probably about 3.
Oof.
It started really young.
Wow.
Mm. How'd you know this guy?
Because I went to his grandfather's church.
All right, so what's the question?
Well, the question is, I consider myself a heterosexual, but I always have feelings about males, but I don't want to.
Let me ask you. I've not been to church but a couple of times. I know there's a lot that goes on there. Do they actually make time for molestation there, or is that just something that goes on?
I guess it's just something.
There's no break or something in the middle of a sermon where people molest? I don't know. I've been to a few funerals and a couple of weddings, but that's not a standard church type thing. So this was something that just went on after church?
After whenever. Basically, he had control over me.
I see. And how many years?
A long time.
How many?
Probably about 12.
Well, he was 15, 3 to 15.
Holy Christ. And you didn't want to, you know, maybe, I don't know, drop out of that church, or he had taken control?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't because my parents, I mean, I never told my parents. My mom still doesn't know now.
Well, listen, the having had that trauma typically confuses people's sexuality.
Oh.
In fact, sort of renders them gay.
Well,
really.
where did you do it, though? I mean, where in the church?
He would take me into the bathroom, into that closet spaces, anywhere.
Do they have, is Jesus hanging in the bathroom, too, or just in, like, the main room?
I guess just in the main room.
Not in the bathroom. Well,
he's crying, no matter where these kids are doing.
Yeah, he can see through a doors, I think, holocore. I don't know about the sound.
His mom can't.
Fire-rated ones?
His mom can't.
All right. Jesus' mom?
Yeah.
Is that Mary?
No.
Thank you. All right. William?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. Whatever you are is what you are. Whether he created it or God created it or your mom or dad created it, that's what you are, and it's going to be hard to fight that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's okay to have these feelings, and if you want to sort of sort it out and figure out how to manage these feelings, that's a great opportunity for therapy to help out. So
oh, yeah.
I would really recommend you look into that. And there are survivor groups of people who survive trauma, surviving abuse, and really take advantage of these things because there's a whole field that looks at helping people who have these sorts of things.
Right, let me ask everyone a question here. Hold on a second, Lynn. Let's say somebody is physically abused growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Alcoholic dad, physical abuse, and now they become an aggressive, violent person.
Yeah.
And we take them and we say to them, listen, your dad was physically abusive to you, now you're physically abusive, let's see if we can straighten you out.
Yeah.
Here's some therapy. What about
medicine?
Now here's some medicine, but here's my point, or whatever was done to you when you're growing up, let's see if we can fix it now. Now here's someone who's sexually abused by this older guy. Now he's gay. We know he's probably gay because of this trauma. Not that being gay is a bad thing. It's funny, but it's not a bad thing. But the point is do we try to fix him? Or do we go, sorry, you're gay, the cement's dry,
better just go with it? Help you deal with being gay.
Why not try to get him not to be gay like we try to get the violent guy not to be violent?
Because it's not clear that you can do either. And their medicines help contain impulse.
But we should try to get the violent guy not to be violent.
Yeah, with their medicines to help contain impulse. And,
right.
You know, keep them from hurting themselves or somebody else. But whether you can change sexuality is a debatable thing. Some people think they can.
No, I don't think you can. No. Not 13 years of
punishment. Pretty hardwired.
Not a church.
Yeah.
See, that's why you got to go to the synagogue instead. The Jews don't molest. I don't know what it is about them. They're not into it.
Oh, you're kidding?
Awesome, are you kidding?
Yeah. I don't know what it is with the Jews. Do you think the Jews don't do as much molesting because their religion doesn't freak them out about sexuality as much? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the Jews, they got all sorts of bizarre religious notions that make no sense at all. it's like, you know why the rabbis all have that beard? Because they can't put metal to their face. Okay? Yeah, that's why.
Is that why?
Yes. Now, if they don't want a beard, they can use the Jew equivalent to Nair on their face and then a wooden stick to try to scrape it off.
Wow.
So it's like, yeah, okay, it makes total sense. No, enough said. Genius.
Right.
We're going with it.
Right.
No, you have to explain why you can't touch metal in your face.
Laser.
You shave with a stick.
You can laser them.
No problem. No, that's why they got the beards.
They can't cut it. They can't shave it. No metal.
The deal is, I've thought of my grandfather was an old world Jew, and he explained to me all the bizarre. He was my step grandfather, so we didn't have any blood, but he gave me all the bizarre Hasidic Jew rituals, and it's like somebody made up a comedy ritual, a comedy religion. It really is. You know,
I'm going to research this. What are some of the others?
Oh, my God. I mean, they just keep going on what you can and can't do, like on Sabbath, like on Saturday.
You can't drive
the car, can't talk on the phone. Although, you can get your manager on the phone or agent on a Saturday. If there's a big deal, if it involves a piece of the back end, I think they can get on the phone, or I'm not sure. Cell phone. While they're driving.
No landline.
It's great. But here's what makes no sense at all, but they don't seem to freak out too much on the sex. Okay?
No, next year they're sort of into it.
Right, they're sort of into it. And they know, the Jews are smart. They go, listen, let's not even pretend about the eating or the sex, because we're into it. So, when we design this religion, let's make sure there's plenty of chow and plenty of humpus.
But you know what else, too? The Jews don't have a sense of heaven or hell.
Right.
Do they? So it's like sort of whatever goes, goes.
In
and
life.
When you die, you die.
Right.
And so
very
sort of
smart.
Like you don't do anything bad because you're not going anyplace bad.
Yeah,
you don't do anything good because you're not going anyplace good. Don't worry.
There's no heaven. There's no. Your hell is the earth that
pretty
you live on when you can't shave anymore. your wife's grown a beard and she can't shave.
But the Jewish women, Hasidic, Orthodox women cut off their hair and wear the wig.
Oh, it's all.
So what do they cut the hair off with?
It's a mess.
Okay.
It's a mess. Now I think the women are allowed to. But here's the point. The Catholicism, Christianity, these guys, they come down hard on
that's
the
right.
sex. And when you come down real hard on something, it morphs and squirts out another direction. You know
no
what it's like?
Intended.
It is like we come up with all these antibiotics to try to kill everything, and now we get the super germ.
Yeah.
And that's what happens with this. And I think this is why there's more of this over there.
Yeah.
All right. More thoughts. That's all. High school education, jeez. All right, Kim Foles is our guest tonight. She is here for the Gina Davis Show. Tuesday night, tomorrow night, everyone, ABC, 9:30. And I got to check in at a new time, because there may be a little something up with the debate tomorrow night.
All right.
Yeah?
All
okay.
right.
We'll be back. Hey, yeah, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Hey! All right. Phone number 1-800-LCA. Kim Calls is our guest tonight, you know, from all those seasons on Living Single. Now the Gina Davis Show.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday nights, everybody. 9:30.
One of my co-stars, by the way. Speaking of Judy.
We're going to meet when we go on the show.
Yeah, right. when you go on the show. And Mimi Rogers is half wasp, half Jew.
Nice. Oh, that's a combo.
And quite a mix, because I can't tell if she really likes me or really wants me to come clean her house. You know, that's the wasp side of it. The Jewish part of me, because like, Jews and black people like each other, but the wasp
they
side
do.
Of me would rather me be cleaning her house.
Yeah, the Jews and the blacks aren't nuts about each other, but
sometimes.
It's an interesting
well, they can, but yeah. I've always thought a lot of blacks have troubles with Jews, and I can never figure it out. I'm always confused by it, because they're
why.
Like... They're like fighting a fight too. I don't understand that.
You know what
myself.
I think it is? I don't know for sure, but I think because Jews never let you forget what happened to them, and they make it seem as if, and I don't want to sound racist, but it is as if they are the only persecuted people on the face of the earth. Every group has been persecuted against. But when black people talk about what happened to us, it's sort of, you know, because it happened a little bit longer ago, and what happened to the Jews happened more recent, and there's, you know, lots of photos of it and lots of documentation. It's sort of like, you know, we've suffered to the, yeah, we know you've suffered, but we were, you know, they always talk about
that's
the 6 million.
Point.
Wait, let me say, they always talk about the 6 million, but there are countless number of millions of bones on the ocean floor that occurred during the middle passage of slavery. I mean, there's more than 6 million. So I think black people kind of get like, well, you know, we've suffered too. Can we get our own land? Can we get, like, you know, a day off? You know, can we get some, do you know what I mean? And some, I'm drawing the broader stroke.
They get preferential.
They really do.
Preferential
suffering treatment. And it's sort of like, we've suffered too. We're still suffering.
Yeah.
But, like, you guys have got a common belief that it's not even a race, it's a religion but they say it's a race. I've been told that it's not a race, so I don't want to, you know, create any hell.
Yeah, I hate to just.
I think that's the heart of
no,
it.
No, I know it's clash of the complaints.
And they've
that's
used their pain to unify themselves and to succeed. And black folks as a whole haven't done that enough. And I think we're sort of like, shut up complaining. We want reparations too. So I think that's.
I think the blacks are jealous of the Jews in the sense. that they both have been horribly persecuted over the years historically.
But the Jews could assimilate.
And
look,
the
you
Jews,
take the verb off the end of your name, yeah. or the ovich right. off the end, and you could assimilate. And we can't, you know.
Or
I think that's
took
part
a lot
of it.
Longer.
Yeah. Some just, go ahead, I put words in your mouth.
No, but what I'm saying is I think the Jews and the gays, is that a religion or a ethnicity now? But they got together and they said, listen, let's not fight amongst ourselves. Let's just make some money and open some businesses. And take some long vacations, and
right.
we'll take over.
Have a few holidays.
Fine. And I think the blacks talk about doing that a lot, but they're not getting it done. They're too much infighting, too much fighting in amongst the ranks or something.
Right.
And I think I basically wish nobody had that plan. I wish everyone just went. I wish everyone was just out for themselves. I really do. I really do. And you know, people talk about religion as a good thing. But go take a look at what's going on with the Palestinians and the Jews and the whole night. I mean, there's a lot of battles done over it. I wish everyone would look at, I got to take care of myself. I got to do good for my family mm-hmm. and myself. Mm-hmm. And my religion is I don't hurt anybody. Mm-hmm. They don't hurt me. And I move forward.
I would be fine.
I would be perfectly fine with that. I don't like when everyone breaks off into groups. And I don't think it's a great thing for this country or any or the world to just be broken off into a whole bunch of little groups. I wish everyone would just sort of turn into one big melting pot, as they say, and I would be the king.
Oh, I think that's what you're getting at.
Yes, Debbie.
We're all afraid of Adam.
Oh, hi guys.
Here we go. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Here we go.
Debbie.
Hi there.
You're 29. What's going on there?
Well, first I wanted to say, Adam, I read about you recently.
Interesting. And why?
Bathroom wall?
In Glamour magazine.
Glamour?
What?
Glamour magazine.
I'm a contributing editor.
No,
are you really?
No,
not contributing editor and not head photographer either.
No.
They had a survey of people and what they called stupid questions you were always afraid to ask.
Right.
And one of the questions that was asked was, should you tip people, should you tip service counter people? And they had a quote from Adam Carolla about...
Service counter people.
Yeah, counter people, as such as people working at the bagel store or the coffee store.
You're thinking about who gets tips.
Well, let's hear what I had to say.
Yeah.
Well, you said that...
Do you have it in front of you?
No, I don't have it with me right now.
Oh, that's going to be great.
I agreed with you because it said that you said that these are people who are getting paid for their job as opposed to like a wait staff position, and for some reason someone came up with the idea that now you have to tip this junior college person, resident quote of Adam, for putting cream cheese on his bagel.
Right.
And now you're always so afraid not to because there's maybe a chance somebody would spit into your latte.
Right. Well, here, I appreciate you bringing this up.
Uh-oh.
Here's
real quick.
Yeah, your question gets about
now. No, hold on a second. I got to go on a quick joke.
Oh, my
here,
God.
Which is, people never say anything, but tipping always involves food. Okay? Look, you go into a hardware store, you run a guy's ass off, you go into a hardware store and you tell some guy, hey, Pops, I need a 3/16 Allen head screw with a fine thread on it. And this guy can walk around for a half hour climbing up on ladders, pulling down bins and stuff. And when he gives you the 29-cent screw, you go, thanks, and you walk over the cash register and you pay for it. You'll never tip that guy. You don't tip your guy to colleges.
Oh.
You don't. There's plenty of stuff where you should tip the guy. You got a guy running all over the place for it. You go to a paint store. You bring in a chip. Are you bringing a lampshade? It's a shade of purple. You hand it to the guy. The guy looks at it for a minute. Then the guy goes in back. Does it? You give him a tip? No. You got some punk spreading a little something on your bagel. You go into the juice bar. You get a juice. There's that big bucket of tips. There's tips everywhere. It's all around food. And it's not because it's a difficult job. It's because there's an underlying danger in there, which is don't F with me. I'm handling what's going in your belly.
What about the luggage?
The luggage? Yeah, luggage is some tippage, too, which, is, again, this is handling your junk.
Or cab drivers.
Cab driver involves, cars always involve the idea that your safety right. is involved with them. Your safety,
so
in other words, whether it's what you ingest or when you're taken somewhere, but it's always food.
So physicians should be tipped. By that logic.
Well, listen, if you're tipping a guy who's putting stuff on your bagel, why not tip a guy?
Nurses, too, hanging the IVs.
Right. Okay, I got a couple of
them. I had a good pap smear. Yes. Give her an extra $5.
Yeah, hey, done?
How about
already?
Well, now
didn't even know it.
Hair. Let me cut your hair. Is it there?
Oh,
your head?
Well, that's a thing where, yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, they could stab you in the jugular with that thing. No, I'm not. Here's what I'm against. I'll give you a couple of things I don't like tipping, and everyone hates it. But you go out to a nice restaurant. There's a couple of things I don't like about a nice restaurant. You go to a shishi restaurant. You and four or five people eat there. You got a waiter who's has your table and four other tables. You're ringing up $700-800 at your table. You're going to give this guy $200 as a tip or $150 as a tip. And then it's like, you're putting down 15%. I went out with Jimmy and Daniel the other week, and I was going, you know, can I put a little tip down? Jimmy's like, yeah, the guy's good. Give him a good tip. Look, I don't need the guy making $85 an hour. I don't need him making $85 an hour under the table. On my table alone, he's got three other tables. He's a waiter. If he makes $15 an hour, fine. I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't need this guy to get rich. The other thing that drives me nuts is the valet parking at these restaurants. You pay when you get out. You go to Denny's, you park for free. You go to Nobu and drop $1,100 in there with eight people, and you got Manuel shaking you down on the curb. $3.
$3?
Oh, I went to that sushi Nobu place or whatever, the bunch of record guys once. There was like six, seven of us in there, order a whole bunch of sushi. It was like $1,200. I walked out to the curb. I want to get my car. I didn't have any cash on me. The guy started yelling at me.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go through the ashtray in the car. Hey, here's a dime. Yeah, give it here. And people always go, well, I'm on a real jag here, so just hold on now.
I've got something to add, but go ahead.
People. Oh, hold on.
Okay.
I'm not wrong. I'm getting a swagger. People always go, listen, the valet guys, they're not connected with the restaurant. Yeah? Who employs them?
Right.
Just wandering gypsy valets who happen in front of your goddamn expensive restaurant? No. You hire them to come to your restaurant. Well, people go, yes, but the restaurant does not. No. Here's the deal. I drop $1,100 in this asshole. You take $3 out of the $1,100 and you give it to the Puerto Rican guy so he don't shake me down. Okay? What do you want? $1,500? Where's the limit? Where's the cutoff? You see what I'm saying? I go get a goddamn Grand Slam for $5.95. Free! I drop $1,100 on $4 worth of sushi. $3. Now, you show me a restaurant where they pay for the valet, where the restaurant pays for the valet, I'm all over that place. That is the greatest business move in town. The most expensive places are the place you get shaken down on the curb. And like I said, let them absorb it. You got a place like Nobu, where a bunch of high rollers and agents and whatnot are going in there and they're dropping an average $800-900 for four, five people sitting there. Let them absorb the $3. No problem with that. Thank you. Kim, go ahead. Your rebuttal?
I have no rebuttal. It burns my noodle, sir. You know, when you get your nails done.
Don't get your nails done.
After you pick color. After they file and they do their whole thing. And they do, I got the Jews and like the Vietnamese hanging out. And after they do the whole thing, before they put the color on, you pay now. You have to pay and tip. And that is... The quality of your nail polish job is directly related to how much money. If you tip them $1, it's going to chip the next day.
I'm skinny. I'm not fat.
If you tip them $3-4, they will paint your nails. It will last for 4 years. They put top coat. I put top coat on now. I mean, they fix you up. If you give them a cheap tip, it will chip the next day.
We Simonize. We Martinize cuticle and Simonize nail.
You cut cuticles? You pick color.
Who made?
Right or better.
When did this start? Now, these women are all like Vietnamese or where? I don't know where they're from. They're like Vietnamese, right?
Vietnamese. Or
Korean or something?
Yeah.
Not the major Asian people, like Japanese. To me, it's like it's Japanese and Chinese, and it trickles down that
way. Or Korean.
Roll your dice. Yeah, Korean and Vietnamese, and who knows?
Filipino.
Grab bag Asian.
Horrible.
But here's my point.
Horrible.
Here's my point. When did they become the queens of the nail industry? When did this happen?
Costa blonde nail, beautiful nail.
When did
Jenny
this happen?
Nails. I don't know, but they and they're making money.
Really?
Money. My girl wears a Movado.
That's
right. A Movado.
Is that a watch?
It's a Movado. I have to go to the Camarillo Outlet Mall to get my Movado on a discount. Homegirl is wearing the gold Movado.
I know. And listen,
thank you.
Okay, and here's another point. And we got to go to break. But I was just yelling about this today, too, which is it's important not to wear flashy jewelry when you're in a sort of tip-oriented business.
I think so, too.
I was thinking about this whole MTA strike today.
Mm.
And I was picturing some of the homegirls out there on the picket line talking about not being able to feed the kids and making ends meet, having difficulty paying the rent. But they got $1,400 worth of, they got Mr. T like jewelry on and $1,400 worth of airbrush nails going. And I was saying to myself, if I was a union organizer, I'd be saying, listen, ladies, I know you like to look good, but easy on the jewelry when you do the interviews, go low, back off on the jewelry, just a minimum. 40 pounds of gold. No more. No more than 40 pounds. Because it's hard to talk about feeding your kids and making ends meet when you're looking like King Tut. King Tut. All right, there we go. All right, we'll take a little break. I don't know what we're even talking about. We got
poor Debbie. We'll get back to her.
No, we won't.
Yeah,
we won't. Kim Coles is here. We got to do our own radio show, Kim.
Okay, that'd be great.
We'll be back. Yeah, it's level. For all that stuff you threw over there. Yeah. Kim Coles is our guest tonight. Living single all those seasons and now moved her way on up to ABC, 9:30 tomorrow night with Gina Davis on the Gina Davis Show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got to take some calls.
Yeah, we do. We just called a meeting, you know.
Hi again.
All right, Debbie, what's the deal?
Okay, I'm 29.
Yeah.
I have a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He's married. We've been going out for about 2 years now.
So your boyfriend is married.
Yes, but that's not the problem.
Right.
The problem is, we were talking about getting together, the two of us, and we really don't, we think that, he thinks his wife doesn't love him anymore, but she doesn't tell him. It's like she's really looking for the security of having somebody there to provide.
Does he have kids?
Yes, he has two.
Two. And the wife doesn't know about you?
No, she doesn't.
How often do you see him?
I see him about 4 times a week.
Oh, crap.
Wow.
It's not bad. Drew, you wish you saw your wife that much.
I do.
And how long has it been?
2 years.
Are you guys getting burnt out? He's probably getting burnt out on his girlfriend.
So far, we've never seen a guy actually leave his wife in this kind of situation.
We've got
millions of calls.
Give another 2 years.
Well, the concern, I mean, there's always the financial thing, especially since his kids are...
Okay, but Debbie, here's
the reality is he ain't leaving.
You make a lot of excuses.
Yeah.
Here's all I want to say. If he was going to do it, he would have done it within the past 2 years. As a matter of fact, he would have done it in the first year or first 6 months. Put it this way.
Yeah.
You're in a bad marriage. You're not in love with the person anymore. You meet somebody else. You fall in love with that person.
That's it.
Is it take 3 years or is it take 3 months? You get your ass in order and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to happen. Fine. Find a guy who's not married. All right, Drew, stop making noise over there.
Sorry.
There you go. Bob?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, you're 18.
Whoa.
What's going on?
Bob,
what's going on?
Dad, you're God, man.
That's right. Thank you. The Messiah. Thank you.
Drew, I love you, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
And
I love
Kim,
you too, man.
Kim was cool on Living Single, man.
Well, if you thought she was cool on Living Single, she's going to be icy cold. She'll be hot on the Gina Davis Show. That's
all right, dude.
All right. How much weed are you smoking, Bob?
About a gram a day.
Wow.
How much is a gram?
It's a 20 sack, so I don't know how to explain it.
$20?
Yeah.
What is that? What's a quarter run now?
I don't know.
How many ounces in a gram or?
I don't know.
Work. How many? Oh, forget about Bob. You don't know anything. All right, man, you're like Spicoli over there. Can you go easy on the weed?
No, come on.
Not really.
Be real.
All right. So, what do you want?
My girlfriend has a real problem with it.
Yeah.
She like crying and crying because, like, she doesn't want me high because I don't pay attention to her. And
right.
Right.
The other day, he tried to eat her sandal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was red. Not going to happen anyway.
Wow. All
right, dude.
All right, so, hey, Bob, you got to be putting us on with this. Is this really what you sound like?
That's really bad, dude.
All right. Listen, it's fun, and it's a novelty now and all that kind of stuff, but it's really super sad in just a few short years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like older burnout, dude?
Yep.
It's really sad. It's funny, and it's novel at 18, but it wears off real quick. All right, listen to your girlfriend. See what you can do about it.
You need treatment.
All right, get treatment then. We'll be back. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tom Arnold is coming here tomorrow night.
Mm.
Always a good time. What is Tom plugging? He's got a new TV show. A new movie. Animal Factory?
Huh.
Hmm. What the hell's going on with that?
We'll find out.
All right. We'll get them. Tomorrow night. Who calls is our guest tonight? Five seasons Living Single?
Five seasons of Living Single, thank you very much.
Wow.
And it's on, like, you know, twice a day.
Oh, yeah.
Syndication.
That's
which
right.
Which is lovely to me.
Oh.
It's lovely. Those checks come in.
Let me explain how syndication works. I won't get into the details and the numbers. Here's what you do. You walk to the mailbox, you open the mailbox, and then you laugh like a hyena as you walk back
about
to your
every
house.
3 months.
Every 3 months. In your slippers and robe with your big nails.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Airbrushness. You like color? What color? You pick color.
And then you bitch about giving the poor Korean woman, mother of eight, $2.
I knew she'd give him three.
What other job do you get? Just go to the mailbox. Imagine that, everyone. Imagine you got a job where you do your job.
Then you finish the job.
You get paid very well for doing that job that day. And then few years down the road, you just go to the mailbox and, whoa, there's a big chunk.
There's a little something-something in there for you.
Hey, remember when you cleaned the carpet over at the Sizzler in 94? Yeah? Here's $5,000. Wow.
It's a racket.
Yeah, it's great. Thank God they're on strike. They got to get more money. A lot of those actors only, they only make $5,000 a day. Those commercial actors, we got a band together, everyone. Janelle?
I'd like to make a case for the waitresses out there.
You're 21, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area, and I do work at a very nice restaurant.
Yeah.
And I don't make over $25,000 a year.
Hey, you know the restaurant Farallon?
No.
But they actually bought me dinner there the other night. It was a great meal, and they...
Okay. Who cares? Hey, Janelle?
Yeah.
You work at an expensive restaurant?
Yeah, it's not as expensive as the one you were talking about, but it's a nice restaurant.
Well, what do people traditionally drop when they go there?
Usually about 20%.
But how much money are they usually dropping? Well, let's say...
Oh, per ticket?
Let's say a couple or four people, two couples go out for dinner. What does it cost them usually?
Anywhere over $100.
For two couples?
For one couple.
One couple is over $100.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
I won't dwell on this, but how many tables as a waitress at a nice place like that do you work at once, simultaneously?
For me, because I have so much overhead, like I have someone who runs my food, I have a busser that takes care of coffees and stuff like that, I also have a hostess who sits me, and a bartender who does my drinks separately.
What does that mean? You pay
no
other people?
How many? Yeah, you got to take them out.
Yeah, four people.
How many? Okay, but answer me. How many tables do you work simultaneously?
Right. Because I have that much help, I'm able to handle anywhere from 8 to about 13 tables at once.
At once?
Yes.
So
not an easy job.
I know. Okay. Listen, genius. So you got 8 tables going at once.
Oh, yeah.
All of them are averaging about $100, let's say, if it's a couple. And so you're getting $20 per table.
Right. 10, let's say.
Times 10. And they're in there for an hour, hour and a half. something like that.
Probably more like times 15 because it's a lot of couples and things.
Yeah, they don't make 10-20%.
Right.
But this is my point.
But the point is what are you making an hour? On a shift, how many hours shift are you working?
Like 5 to 6 hours.
And what are you walking out of there with?
About $100.
On a 5-6 hour shift?
Yes, because I have to tip out about 10%
right.
of my sales.
All right, but how much of that do you have to report?
I report anything that goes onto a credit card because we use a computer system that automatically...
Okay, but you're still making $20 an hour.
Right, but then
okay.
I get my biweekly check and it's about $20.
Okay, but here's my point. All the years I worked as a carpenter, read plans, built houses, dealt with building inspectors, had my tools and trucks there, and I made $15 an hour. So stop it. You waiters and waitresses act like you have a skill. You have no skill. You slop the hogs for a living.
That is
you
so
highfalutin.
I've defended you on so many things.
No, Janelle, now you see him for what he really is.
I don't
start
God.
Defending me against him. Come on, Janelle. Let's line up against him.
You know, here's the way waiters and waitresses should work. Your boss should pay you $8 or $9 an hour, and that should be it.
That's how they do it in Europe.
That's fine.
And the tip is included.
That's
but unfortunately,
fine.
We leave it up to humans to go ahead and tip what they think we deserve.
Right.
And very honestly, if everyone tipped me 10%, I'd walk away with $0 out the door because I have to tip out 10%.
All right.
For the record, I'm an excellent tipper.
I am too. I just complain a lot.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, they work hard, Adam. Come on. They're on their feet.
What do carpet layers do?
I'm not saying they're not hard on their feet, too, but
it's a little bit of a sales marketing job.
Yeah,
a service
yeah,
job,
yeah.
Job, you know?
Oh, listen to me.
So would you like gravy with that, Miss Coles? I mean, you know, I tip a little extra.
Would you like some white gravy with your brown gravy, Miss Coles? Yes, thank you. Just a dollar.
Thank you. Give me
a dollar. Oh, wait a minute. My nails are dry. Can you blow on those? Please blow on them. That's my tipping hand. Come blow on my tipping hand. Thank you. Now get away. Get away. They're dry. Get away. Sorry.
Blow on my tipping hand.
Oh, it's warming. It's getting warm. It's getting warm. You better blow on it. Cool it off. Yes, thank you. Rob?
Okay.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, Rob.
What's up?
I had a couple questions regarding HPV.
Yep.
And one of them was, is there a way for them to test for it in males?
Is that warts, Drew?
You always
chime in with what it is.
It's warts. You really have to see them. And as Adam will tell you, there's a special way to test for the pre-wart lesions.
Is it acetic acid?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it get, like, really white when you do it?
Yeah, you can see them. You have to shine a black light on it after you put the acetic acid over it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then the other question was regarding THGW. It's supposed to be, like, a vaccine for it. A company in the U.K. makes it.
Well, there are multiple vaccines being developed, but nothing's available yet here.
Is it close to, like, becoming available, or what?
A week to 10 days.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah, when Jesus comes back, like you said.
It's going to be
close to the mountaintop of the folding chair. He'll be here.
Probably by the time you're through your prime, you're going to have to make it through your prime without a vaccine.
You'll be marrying him, three kids, by the time they come with the vaccine. Yeah. Aren't they starting to think that warts, now they used to think warts never went away.
Right.
And now they're starting to think they burn out.
That certain subtypes burn out, yeah.
Nice. Drew, check my dork with
acetic acid.
And a black light.
What's acetic acid? I mean, he has
vinegar.
Acid, you squeeze a Jew when he gets
it's like
that.
It's like vinegar.
Never ends with the blast in the chair. Never ends. So, yeah, you put this acid, it's like vinegar on your penis, mm-hmm. and then you shine this black light on it, and it, you know, winks at you if you have a wart,
right.
basically. Drew did that for me, Johnson.
He was clean. He was a stunt penis. He smoked mirrors on how he did it, but he put a different penis.
My penis is still in the cellophane it came in.
Suspicious.
Laura, you're 20.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I got the tail end of a call yesterday, and I think it was like a 31-year-old male who had arthritis, and I think you called it cirrhosis, but...
No, psoriatic arthritis.
Okay, that makes more sense. And you said it was an autoimmune disease.
Right.
And every once in a while, for a couple of months, when I get really stressed out, I'll get pain in my hands and my feet.
Yeah, but that's stress.
Right. Is there...
That's fibromyalgia, closer to that than anything else.
Okay. Is there anything I can do for that to ride it out?
Sleep better.
Sleep, yeah.
You got to sleep better. That
really?
To me, is a sleep deprivation syndrome.
Okay. But that is?
Yep.
Okay. And I have to say, Kim, I enjoyed the show last week.
Thank you.
It was great. And you should be a regular on the show. You're hilarious.
Well, I actually am a regular on the show. You will see me every week.
Right on.
So bringing Adam and me on.
No, I mean on Loveline.
Oh, you're delightful.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind another check.
Yeah,
this ain't going to be the kind of check you're used to.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
No problem. And Adam, I love you.
Thank you, baby.
And actually, I have a little proposition for you.
Uh-oh.
I know how you hate to pay taxes.
Yes.
And I've heard you say once or twice you wish you could have a couple of kids just to funnel that money into.
You could be one of your dependents.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, no. I have said that I would like to just start adopting and sponsoring individual callers' kids. And here's the way I'd like my taxes to be taken care of.
Uh-huh.
I want to see where it's going. I want a stretch of highway, mm-hmm. a couple of orphan kids, and like part of a daycare center or something in the inner city that I actually has a plaque with my name in front of it.
Annual report.
Well, here's what I'm
thinking. Like three grenades and half a tent or something for the army. I want all my little pieces. Yeah, go ahead, Laura.
Well, you can pay for my college.
Okay.
It's tax deductible.
Fine. There'll be a check in the mail starting tomorrow. Where are you going?
Well, oh, God. Well, I'm thinking for grad school. I just transferred to Washington State, but I was at USC.
You were? Yeah. That's no school. Drew
went there. Were you there for grad school, Drew?
For medical school, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not a real college, though.
Well, it was a little disturbing anyway.
Yeah.
But it got a little expensive.
I understand.
So I had to come home.
All right. Well, you're fine. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I have no idea.
Well, go with veterinarian. Seems like the ladies are into that. There's not a woman. I've never met a woman who didn't want to be a veterinarian at some point in her life.
Hate animals.
Yeah.
Have a goldfish that died, and I think the housekeeper like threw him out or something. I put the bowl by the sink to be washed, and the next thing I knew it was gone, and I forgot about it for 3 weeks. I didn't even know it was missing. I could care less about dogs, cats. I've now offended.
Yeah, every
Pakistanis. Jews. Koreans, Jews, and Vietnamese, and
right.
pet lovers. Thank you.
Yeah, what? I'm with you on that. Okay, so you didn't want to be there. Every other woman I've ever spoken to wanted to be one. Chad.
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Hold
on. What did you want to be?
Where did I want to be?
No, Chad.
I wanted
on.
To be an anthropologist.
Oh, really?
I did. Like a cultural anthropologist, I would have made no money, but it would have been really interesting.
Hold on a second, Chad.
Or a makeup artist.
You know what's funny? Okay, good. more realistic. You know what's funny is we talk to a lot of models and actresses and stuff, and for some reason it's very important when you make a living as a model, especially, but sometimes as an actress, mainly as a model, that you put something very heady down on your bio about wanting to be that at one time.
I swear,
most of them went to medical school.
Well, no, they were pre-med.
No. Pre-med. They were in medical school and left.
Oh, really?
They wanted to be something very heady and lofty and settled on modeling. And here's the deal. I don't give a rat's ass what you wanted to be. I thought I was going to be the first president astronaut when I was five. I turned out clean carpets, all right? But the point is what I thought I was going to be just makes me an idiot. It makes me grandiose. You know what I mean? She wanted to be a veterinarian. She wanted to be a physicist, astronaut, veterinarian.
I wanted to be the first black woman in space. I used to watch... what's that show? The
Lost
family.
In space.
Lost in space. And I was like, Mommy, Daddy, can we be the first black family in space? And so I thought.
Danger. Will Robinson. Yeah,
thank you. And I thought, you know, if Uhura can do it, Uhuru.
Yeah, the black chick.
Yeah.
Star Trek.
I thought I could do it too. And then, you know, I turned 9.
But hold on.
Or whatever.
That's like a million years in the future.
Pretty much. I was just glad to see black people. In a spaceship,
yeah.
You know, 3,000 years from now. That was promising for us.
Yeah, but Lawson...
We held on to that. We really did. We've regressed since.
Lawson Space was great because they left that pedophile guy, Dr. openly gay pedophile. They always leave him in charge of the kid, you know?
All the time. Young Will, help me, Will. I don't know. We got off on a tangent.
Like... what part do you play on TV? The gay cowardly guy who's stuck on a planet? Well, fantastic. Hey, you must have a great agent. All right, Christy, what are we going to talk to Christy?
Yeah,
Christy. You're 18. What's up?
I need to know why I'm cheating on my boyfriend. And I care for him, and he cares for me, and we're in love, supposedly, okay? And he's very good to me. He's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, you don't like that. You like these dangerous, pain-in-the-ass guys.
Yeah.
That's what you think of as caring, loving. That's who you are in a relationship, to somebody who's connected with somebody who is not actually available to you. Right?
That's disheartening.
Isn't that true?
I like masculine men, if that's what you mean.
Yeah. Where's your daddy?
He's at home.
Is he good? Any you lose anybody? Anything get taken away from you?
No, but I'm not close to my parents.
Why not?
Why not?
My mom doesn't care anymore.
Why not?
That's not an answer. Your mom doesn't care anymore?
What does that mean, yeah?
Well, she's tired of having kids, and she's, I don't know.
You get the feeling she was tired of you guys earlier than this?
Yeah. Is she alcoholic?
No.
How many siblings do you have?
Just four.
Four in you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
It's tough when you're tired of kids. You got a whole brood of them.
And what's your dad's deal?
He's a devout Catholic.
Is he kind of an angry, aggressive guy?
No, he's really passive.
He is.
It's hard for me to connect with him.
Did he have time for you?
No, not as a child.
Hmm. Yeah.
He was working a lot.
How old's your boyfriend right now?
27.
Oh, jeez.
27? You're 18, and you're having sex with the other guys?
Not anymore.
How many guys would you say you screw around with?
I used to. About two other guys.
About?
Yeah.
Okay, so about five guys?
Yeah, but I went out on dates and stuff. And
hey, where's your boyfriend? Where's he living?
In Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
And where are you?
In Texas.
I see. And why are you hooked up with a guy who's 27 and living
1,000 miles away?
Yeah. What's up with that?
Because we're like good friends, too, I mean.
Well, yeah, you treat him like a good friend.
Oh, yeah.
You treat him like a great friend, Chrissy.
Yeah, you're wonderful.
Well, we can talk about anything. I don't know.
Well, anything except for the guys you're banging. We'll write that down for you. That was like out of an Aaron Spelling. Anything? I don't think so, Christy. What about Dr. Rex Dessler? You're having sex with whose child you carry? Okay, so listen, the guy's out of state. He's 10 years older than you. You're 18. You're amorous. You're looking for daddy. Why don't you just forget it? Just break up with the guy.
I don't want to.
Well, then commit yourself to this thing if that's what you want to have.
How about doing that then?
Do I need help or something?
It's hard to say. You're at an age when sort of experimentation, trying to figure out who you are in a relationship is normal.
Now you're a good-looking 18-year-old girl, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I'd like to think so.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. As a guy, when you want to commit yourself to a relationship, let's say you're equivalent to a Christy, your guy, and you're saying, I got a girl, I love her very much, I've been unfaithful. I'd like to not do that anymore. Here's all you have to
no
do.
No problem.
Stop doing it.
Stop doing it.
Well, stop.
Stop you, sending drinks over. Yeah. Stop cruising. Stop doing it. Stop working. Now, as a attractive 18-year-old girl, it's like being in a rock band, being out on tour, and trying not to do any more coke.
Yeah.
What I mean is you're right in the thick of things. Yeah. It ain't going to work. Drew, that's not going to work, right?
It's going to be a problem for
you
her.
Can't
plus she wants to sabotage straight away anyway.
Right. And meanwhile, this guy's 27. He has a long-distance relationship with an 18-year-old. I don't trust him. And
no,
God knows what he's up
all.
To in Louisiana.
Exactly.
So.
He's getting some Baton Rouge. Okay. That was good. I'm sorry.
Oh, she's having a period. Oh, you're PMS. You're
PMS.
They call it PMDD now. Premenstrual dysphoric disorder.
Oh, dysphoric?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What is
mood.
That?
Mood problems.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, change the name. No medical nomenclature. You got to change the name to 5 years.
Yeah.
Black people change it. We're colored. We're Negro. We're Black.
Right.
African-American. I'm confused.
Right. And here's the point. The reason, I'm not sure about the blacks, but I do know about in medical.
The medical.
The Negroes. The reason in medicine they change it is because once everyone starts catching on with the lingo, then it's like, hey, anyone could do this job.
Right.
So we got to step step up again.
Yeah, people more than
confuse people.
The new guys coming in who need to sort of set themselves apart from the old guard.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
That's really what it is.
Give us some of the ways of you've heard basic words pronounced. It always drives me insane.
Oh, nomenclature becomes nomenclature.
Right.
Skeleton.
Really? They're changing the name.
Umbilicus. Umbilicus.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's spreading around.
Umbilicus.
To me, it's Demi Moore and Demi Moore. It's for a million years. It was always the Cannes Film Festival. It's now the Cannes Film Festival. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a couple other ones out there in Hollywood that drive me insane.
But I really miss the new guys have to carve out their stake their claim.
Are they really changing the name of
PMBD?
Oh God! Right. Whatever it's called, it's hell. Pretty much.
Chad.
Yeah.
You're 16.
Oh, I just want to say, Adam, you rock, man.
Thank you.
I love the man. Show.
Whatever.
Oh, great! Thank you. What's up?
Me and my girlfriend, we were about to have sex a while ago, a few days ago, and we tried for about 20 minutes, and I couldn't fit in her.
This was your first try?
Yeah,
right. Well, she got to uncross her legs.
Is there an anatomic difference between the two of you, or is it that she was so uptight that she was
tight? I'm not really sure.
I'd play the anatomic angle myself.
I'd play the nervous angle myself. Mm.
Well, no, if I was Chad.
Oh, you say it was
play that card. Yeah.
Sure.
Chad, are you exceptionally wide?
Not really.
No.
Average.
When women are very anxious, nervous, they clamp down.
Okay.
And you don't get in. And that's her body telling you she's not ready to have you in.
Is there any way we could fix that?
Yeah, wait a little bit, talk to her.
Run and start some parquet.
Yeah, I know that he wants a. This is when men become their most sort of concrete, most deliberate, and the.
Well, it's the only time they really care about the vagina. Oh, I see. How can we rectify this? Well,
yeah, but they're horrible. But it's like they're talking about
the vagina. Sorry, they changed the name.
It's like they're talking about hanging a door, though. There's no person attached to it.
Right.
Just go fix this thing.
Yeah, you can we just open this healthy pink vagina?
Oh, okay.
That's for me. Oh my God. She found that. That's great. That's me.
Yeah, you can put your shirt back down.
I thought you had it, Daddy.
No, that's not. No, it was.
Who is that? Oh,
turn on
your hot daddy.
I know. I can see your face.
Are you hot daddy?
That
from
is.
Alicia.
But I'm real fat.
That's
Monique.
Yeah.
Have you got all the black girls on one face?
Yeah, sir.
I said hot pink vagina. What is it? Healthy pink vagina. Are you hot daddy? I'm not fat. That's hysterical.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah.
How old is she?
16.
And
she's not ready.
Is she a virgin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
not ready.
A little uptight. So listen, just take it slow.
Take your time.
Right. Take it and get some wine coolers. And
just 16. That's
okay. Well, here's my point.
A little acid, mix it up.
That's right. Ether rag and some duct tape, some Quaaludes and some roofies. No, just, Chad, you got to just take it real slow. She got to be relaxed.
All right.
You understand?
All right.
It's really
be
funny.
Be good to her.
My cat analogy.
Is this his first time is what I want to know?
No, we don't care about him.
All right. Let's talk to Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
Brian.
Yes.
You're calling from the ocean? Where are you? In your car?
Yeah, I'm in my car.
I see. What do you want to know?
I've been dating my current girlfriend for about 8 months, and so far I haven't been able to get her to orgasm once. And I've talked with her about it, and I don't think she's ever even been able to make herself orgasm. So she's...
The severity of that woman.
Yes, how dare she. And?
Let's take a break.
All right, wait a minute. Yeah?
So she's 22, and I think she's getting to an age old enough to where she should be able to orgasm.
You're old enough now.
Listen, you're 22, your vagina should know better.
Right.
It's not a little girl vagina anymore.
Healthy pink vagina.
Your clitoris is in college. Your labia.
Labia.
Your labia. I mean, that was my... when I was doing mornings in Tucson on AM, Dusty Labia was one of Dusty Labia mornings with Dusty Labia.
We'll hear more about it.
All right.
We'll get back to Brian.
Kim Coles is here. We'll take a little break and we'll get back to giving her an orgasm after this. nipple pleasure. Oh, hey, the mic's on. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Tom Arnold will be in here tomorrow night. Tom Arnold is nuts. And good nuts. Nice nuts. He'll be in here tomorrow night talking about this new movie. Kim Coles is our guest tonight. She's currently on the pot. And as a woman, you're always on the pot, aren't you, Drew?
Yeah, you're not.
You don't stand
up on the train, though.
It's always, yeah, it's always number one or number two.
It's always
you're sitting down.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know why it's good? Because you walk in on a guy who's on the pot, and he's sitting on the pot, and you open the bathroom door, it's like, whoa, taking a load.
That's not good.
You're dropping a load, taking a dump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're always going, women, you can always just assume it's taking a leak.
And it's that one of the great shiny moments of Big Brother was they walked in on this girl on the John, and she yelled out, "You yes, you know, I was changing my tampon."
Ooh.
So
that's good TV.
That's the other possibility.
That is good TV. Brian?
Yes.
Now should we get Brian? Or should we come back to Brian? Because we want Kim here for this.
Okay.
All right. Brian, hang on 1 second.
Okay. Yeah.
Here she comes. Here she comes.
Kim's walking in.
Yeah.
Kim, when Kim gets, she's trying to get into the studio, by the way.
It's going to take a while.
Kim, use the knob. What's she doing out there? Hey, Kim. Kim, what's going on out there?
What are you doing?
She just let herself into the broom closet. She's like, hey, this mop is funnier than Adam. Right now. It got nicer hair. Kim Coles, everyone. Gina Davis show tomorrow night, ABC, Tuesday night.
Can I tell something else?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Frasier Christmas episode. But maybe
what are the ads we did for Craig Frasier?
I don't know if those ever aired or not. You'll be doing.
Yeah,
Frasier.
I did one show this past season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was Dr. Mary.
Interesting.
I was someone who came in and took over the show.
She was the producer and took over.
Exactly.
It was like an aunt started talking
it was pretty
across
cool.
the window.
Dr. Mayer. Call myself a doctor. You know,
uh-huh.
kind of like someone else, you know.
Yeah.
And so,
that's right.
And then and they've asked me to come back, and the episode is actually called Merry Christmas, named after me. Thank you.
Beautiful.
So you'll have me back before then, because I'm going to be a regular on the show, because I want another check. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you want to come back before that airs and give it a plug, no problem.
I get you on my show, you get me on yours.
Yeah, I know how it works.
Okay.
Our hands wash each other.
You get him on your show, he'll be up here every night.
Okay, there you go. I'll do my best.
Brian, you're 24. Your girlfriend's 22, right?
Right.
And you're having trouble giving her an orgasm.
Yes.
And
how did you get your phone line so clear all of a sudden?
I got out of my car.
Here's my take on this. Can you jump in? I think if you're not giving her an orgasm and she's not having one, you better work the oral angle and make that be your first angle. Do you see
your
what I'm saying?
Your focus.
That's where your focus lies.
And that's where the problem is. That's whenever I've had troubles before giving a girl an orgasm, just go for oral. But
right.
She doesn't like it very much. I think she's too sensitive or
nervous.
Too sensitive. It is like it tickles her. It's overwhelming for her.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Did you try the gentle approach?
I've tried every approach.
Uh huh. And really, I mean, what if you went down there and you just barely made contact with her?
She enjoys it, but I think she gets close and she gets really frustrated because she gets close, but then she just can't get all the way there.
So
she just tends to just want to give up.
Is it an emotional thing to some degree?
I don't think so. We get along really well.
Is she on any medication?
No.
Does she have any problems with intimacy?
No, she doesn't. She's really physical. She's
that's not what he's asking.
Everyone's a genius. Does she love her dad?
Yeah, she has a great family. I know she loves her parents a lot.
She does. She speaks highly of her father.
Yes.
Okay. Has no idea what he does for a living, like all good women, but seems to, but loves him.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. All I can say is she's 22. Women do change. Maybe just stick with her. How about juicing her up a little? Get a little booze in her and get down on her? You know what I mean?
That sounds good.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean... Let's face it. No. Now here's what I'm saying. She's a little freaked out. She's a little tense.
She's tense.
He gets down there. She gets a little uncomfortable. She's thinking too much. Okay, let me put it this way.
I feel like we talked to her, we get a very different story. Just might,
I'm sure. Yeah. No. Brian was banging her sister. She walked in. Yeah. Here's the deal. Let's say there's someone who has a little fear of flying. Okay? So what do? You have a couple of Bloody Marys at the airport bar. Calm you down. You get on the plane. No problems. Okay? She's got a fear of intimacy. She has difficulty with this. What about she has a glass of wine and lights a candle? Mellows herself out a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Light a candle.
That'll do it. Light a candle.
I feel an orgasm coming on now.
You know what I'm saying?
A big slug of a sedative.
Yeah. How about we shoot her with a tranquilizer gun? Out of a Jeep.
I mean, these things sometimes can make panic and anxiety worse, though, so it's hard to say.
What, a glass of red wine?
When is red only?
You got to use red. Red will mellow you out. You can't. Now you have a shot of tequila or something, you might freak a little. But you have a little glass of red wine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mellows you out a little bit. What's wrong with that?
All right, ladies, man.
A Cabassier. 70.
Yeah.
You're 22.
Yeah.
What is up?
I've been with my boyfriend for almost 3 years now, and we've tried to make a baby and for about a year and a half, and it just hasn't worked.
Well,
and I don't know what to do.
Have you done something specific in terms of trying to do this? Have you checked your body temperatures and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, I've done that. I've done plenty of things.
What have you done?
She doesn't sound like she's done that, has she?
What have you done?
I've done the temperature thing. I've done the ovulating thing.
Okay, the kids?
Huh?
How do you check for ovulation?
Isn't it by the calendar? How do you do it on a calendar?
Not necessarily, but okay, so you tried.
Well, you use the calendar, but you got to roll it up so it gets up in there. Right, Drew?
Right. It's good. And blow real hard.
Yeah, and watch out for those electronic organizers. That's going to cost. That's going to be paying.
So what else do you do, Stephanie?
That's about it.
All right, well, that sounds like I know. Hey, first, you know, you're 22, you're not even married. Why are you, what's the rush? Just slow down a little. Why aren't you married? Why are you so eager to start a family with a guy you're not married to?
I don't know. I guess I want to have kids and everything before I go to college.
Before you go to college?
That's right.
Why?
So you can go to college in your 70s?
No.
You want to...
Reading during, you know...
Yeah.
Breastfeeding during class or something.
Did your parents do that or something? Where did you ever get that grade?
No, they go to college.
No, I don't know.
But college is meant to be done as sort of what you do to prepare for life, not to be sort of tag on to the middle of your life.
Yeah, unless you're a Corolla.
Yeah.
Why do you want a child so bad?
I don't know. We just decided that we wanted one.
What's your boyfriend do for a living?
He's a mechanic.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad news. No tipping, by the way, with the mechanics.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a CNA, but I want to be a mortician.
You're a
nurse. Nurse's aide.
Mm-hmm. Nurse's aide. You want to be a mortician?
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, start killing some of your patients. Wouldn't it at least be helpful? Why? I wanted to be an astronaut mortician when I was younger. Veterinarian, astronaut, mortician, pirate, president is a professional baseball player. Is what I wanted to be, but why mortician?
I don't know. I just at work when residents pass away, we have to take care of them and clean them up and everything to get ready for the mortician to come and pick them up, and it just interests me. I don't know why.
All right. hold on a second. Something's wrong with Stephanie. I can't quite put my finger on it, but something's wrong. I can tell by the cadence in her voice. And besides, you want like Vincent Price's daughter raising a kid? You know what I mean? This chick's spooky. Isn't that a 22-year-old woman alive who wants to be a mortician? That's freaky. And she's got something going on in her voice. Stephanie.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now let's talk about what's up with you. First off, you're a nurse, right?
Nurse's aide.
Oh, even worse. So we all know that all nurses are crazy. I've learned that from Dr. Drew in doing this show.
Asshole.
What's up? Now, who was someone a junkie in your family? What was your dad?
What is my dad?
What did he do?
He works for the Caterpillar plant.
Oh, I see. Making heavy equipment.
Yeah.
That's working around metal. And what division is he in?
He's a welder.
Oh, now we got trouble. He's a welder. And is he ever into drugs, into drinking?
No.
No. they do anything to you? What happened to you?
Is that against the union? Rules?
Yeah, he probably lied on his application, said he was an alcoholic.
Oh, okay.
So he could get in the union. And did he ever molest you?
No.
What happened to you?
Nothing.
Nothing? You never witnessed death when you were young or anything like that?
Not that I can recall.
Nothing bizarre?
No.
When did you lose your virginity?
12.
How old was the guy?
Let me think. 16.
Make that 18?
No, 16.
12 years old. It's a little young, isn't it?
Yeah, I regret it.
Okay, well, as long as you regret it. All right, and all you women, as long as you regret ever having sex with anyone but me, I think that's fine. So 70.
Uh-huh.
You say as a nurse's aide, you help prep the dead folks for the mortician?
Uh-huh.
You do?
Yeah.
And what's involved with that? Wiping them and stuff like that?
Doing what?
How does the prep go?
Just cleaning them up.
Somebody dies in their sleep. Do most people crap themselves when they die?
Yeah.
Is that something that happens?
Is it really true?
Yeah, a lot of stuff comes out.
A lot of stuff comes out.
Mucus
and... You have to go stuff.
Do you have to mop up?
Not usually.
Well, how do they do that? Take them to the coin-op car wash and just throw them in the bed of the truck? I mean, that's what I'd do. There's no way I'm getting down there.
Some dead crap.
What do you do?
You just, well, while they're in the bed, they usually die in a bed.
Usually in the bed, right?
Yeah.
Come on, mental note, never getting back.
You clean them up.
Go ahead.
And then you just give them a bed bath and clean up what they've released.
You clean them, yeah.
Yeah, so you do a little coolie wipe and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
I see. And that's on
a... She's trying to swap that for some... baby poop.
On a corpse, right?
Yeah.
She wants to start infusing stuff into corpses.
Right, and now you want to start pumping them full of formaldehyde?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do they cut their guts out and stuff, take the organs out? And
they have to make them look right. It depends if there's been an autopsy or not, too. If somebody's cut the skull open and things.
7, 8, listen. This is a bizarre ritual that's done by whacked out religious nutballs. It really is.
Oh, my God.
It really is. Okay, listen to me. Hold on a second, everybody.
It's a human impulse. They've done it since the Egyptians.
Somebody dies, and we're going... If you knew, by the way, because I've talked to people about this before, all the sick and twisted, bizarre things that are done to a corpse before it's presented, it is almost barbaric. It really is bizarre.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, here's an interesting something. Let me ask you this. I'm disengaging Ann here. Let's say, and God forbid, but a loved one dies, and something happens to your husband or your mother, a loved one dies. Hey, let's just say your spouse, okay? It works even better, actually, for guys. I'll say it to Drew. Something happens to your lovely wife, okay? She's beaten by an angry mob after speech she delivers. Okay. Now, would you want her handled by somebody? Do you know what I mean? I don't want to turn
the body be left out to rot.
No, I don't want to turn fire. I don't want to turn it into a sexual thing. But what about your young wife or young husband in the nude with somebody sort of combing through them while they're dead? Quite possibly having sex with their corpse, Drew, and your wife isn't attractive. Like, I mean that as a compliment.
We're talking about having sex with your wife.
Yes,
she'd be irresistible.
And not a lot of straight guys could turn that down.
So
it's late. They're burning the midnight oil. No one's looking. That's all I'm saying is would you want that? Wouldn't you be sort of uncomfortable with that?
Yeah.
Doesn't that strike you as a sort of bizarre ritual?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, sewing eyes, putting a little stitch to keep the eyelids closed, pumping formaldehyde into the body, removing body parts, cutting into the body, then propping them up so people can walk by and get one last look while they're dead.
Doesn't he look good? They always say he looks good. Doesn't he look good? And they never look good.
But it's bizarre. So why when they're dead? Okay, so you do want that?
No. I'm a physician and I'm going to vomit.
Fire them.
Right now.
Bury them. The whole open casket thing is a bizarre ritual.
Right.
It's for the living, though. It's for the living to deal with their... to make it real for them. Mm-hmm. They
need one more shot of the person when they're dead after seeing them on a daily basis? Why?
Because you don't really believe it's happened until you see it. That's really literally what it is.
Mm. Listen, if anyone needs any convincing that their husband or wife is kicked off, call me. I'll make it crystal clear to them. No, you get the easel up, you put a nice picture of them up there with a couple of flowers around it. That's the way you want them smiling. That's what you want.
Mm.
I'm going to take it. You know what, Drew? We should go take pictures of ourselves in case we die.
That'd be crap.
I don't trust my fans.
It's been 7 hours.
I don't trust Stone Stanley or Howard or my fan. There's a picture where I look fat. I'm looking the other way. I want a picture of me like holding a Stanley cup over my head or something. A bunch of flash bulbs going off. Something that really looks impressive.
All right. Good night.
Let's work that out.
Show.
All right. We'll be back. Yep. It's Love Line. And then, for all that Drew Kim Cole's over there, Tina Davis Show, how do you get a corpse into a suit? I'm alive and healthy. I can barely get myself into a suit.
Yeah, because rigor mortis sets and they're stiff. What do they do?
I don't know. I've never put one in this.
All right. Well, let's work on that. Sonny?
Hi.
You're 25?
Not really. I really don't want to tell you my age, but I just started listening to you guys.
Just say yes. And
no.
What's your call about?
I called to tell you that I live in the Bay Area, San Francisco, and I just moved here from Florida. Just started listening to you guys. You're hilarious.
Thank you.
And I wanted to tell you about valet parking in the restaurant I work for.
My favorite restaurant, Farallon?
No. But I know that restaurant.
Nobody's ever bought me a meal. They bought me a meal, and we're very appreciative.
Listen, any place Drew goes, you throw this guy a biscuit and a little thing of jelly in a packet, and he starts
for a week.
He'll give you 8 hours of airtime.
Oh, you're funny. Oh my God, I loved your story last week about getting on the airplane and leaving your cashmere coat.
Oh, that's a true
story.
Well,
I just had to pull off the highway. I was laughing so hard.
Thanks, Sonny. No,
anyway.
Glad to know you're in danger. People driving.
You say you have a restaurant that does not have valet parking.
In San Francisco.
We have valet parking, but we have complimentary valet parking.
Yeah, that's what works at Danny's.
No, I do not.
Really? Compliment. What is the name of this place?
Can I say it on the air?
Yeah.
It's Bridges.
Bridges.
Tap it out and code.
Bridges.
Bridges. Wait a minute.
What is the name of this place?
It's
Can
Bridges.
I say it on the air?
Bridges.
In Danville.
All right. Say it again.
Bridges.
All right. You want to give the phone number out?
No, I don't.
Give it out.
You know what? They filmed the movie Mrs. Doubtfire there.
Oh, that's a nice place.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
Cool.
But.
Yes.
You must come up and see me. They'll park your car.
Buy us dinner?
Come and have dinner.
Not
all my drinks.
No, okay.
Farallon bought me dinner.
Bridges in Danville.
Danville.
Great.
And you guys are a delight.
Thank you, Sonny.
You really are.
Thank you. Everybody go there. I'm down with any place of this.
No, we know she's not
parking.
25, because no one 25 would use the word. You guys are a delight. She's at least 35. Come on. That's not something that 25-year-old says.
No one listens to our shows of that. So
thank you. You're a delight.
Listen, I'd have to hold a gun to my own family to get this. No one's ever called me a delight. Emma?
Hello, how are you?
You're 24. What's going on?
Yeah, I've been with my boyfriend for about 10 months.
I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
And about six months ago, I was raped.
Oh, magic.
Ever since then, we just recently started having sex again, and it's been really awful.
Who raped you?
It was an ex-boyfriend.
Was that your first sexual assault?
Yeah.
In your whole life?
Yeah.
Wow.
You got that young girl voice like something's up.
No, just this.
Just this. Now, when did you lose your virginity?
I was 17.
All right. Do you love your daddy?
Yeah.
All right. So have you gone?
What happened with your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah,
did he rape you?
Actually, it was just a guy that I saw just a few times, and I broke it off with him when I started seeing my current boyfriend, and he was kind of just bitter and just really nasty to me. We worked for the same company, and he just approached me outside after work.
Yeah. And that makes sense, right?
Hold on a second. What happened? So you broke up with him 10 months ago. You went on a couple dates.
Right.
And approached you
after work. Nothing never really materialized.
Right.
Did you have sex with him back then?
No.
And now he approached you at work because you worked with him, him and his friend in the parking lot. What happened?
Right. They forced me into the car. And they made me drive somewhere, and they raped me.
That's who?
Both of them.
Did you press charges?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You did. And what's happened to these guys now?
Actually, the thing is, they're from another country.
Mm-hmm.
They were just here doing some training, and they've left the country.
Wow.
So it's doubtful that they'll ever...
Well, maybe they were confused. Wait, okay.
But listen, of course you'd have difficulty with physical intimacy after an experience like that. Have you had any treatment or counseling?
Actually, I just started seeing a therapist.
Okay, so did she or he recommend, is it he or she?
It's a he.
Did he recommend any rape counseling or support groups, anything like
Actually,
that?
Actually, it's someone that the crisis line referred me to.
All right. And just talk to him. My experience has been that support groups are very effective in helping you sort of get going with these feelings.
What? Did these guys left the country the next day?
Yeah.
Really?
Awful.
Where did they go?
They went to Germany.
Mm. German guys?
Yeah.
Not known for the raping over there. All right. Well, I'm sorry this happened to you. I bet it was always part of the plan.
With him?
Well, it was like, hey, I work with this chick. I went on a couple of dates with her. She screwed with me. And before we leave, you know, listen, if I was in Germany for 10 months, I'd do some rape before I came back to the States.
But I mean, if you're doing okay before this, you've been well put together.
What about World War II? Come
you're going to get through this just fine. Okay. Just give it a little time, okay?
All right, Emma.
Do you think there's anything I can do to make this better?
Listen, your boyfriend, this is going to be an acid test for your boyfriend. If he isn't a good guy, he will not push you. It will not be anything you should be concerned about rushing. He'll be available, and that's enough.
Hey, Emma.
Huh?
If this really went down, as you say it did, and I believe you, mm-hmm. that these two guys essentially abducted you and raped you.
Right.
These guys were part of some work trial or whatever. Germany's a very civilized place now. They could easily find these guys. I'm sure they have all the information on
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
How about contacting their employer in Germany or whoever sent them over to your company?
Actually, they work for my company, and they've left the company. And every time I've talked with the police, they've said that they haven't been able to track them. I don't know if they're pursuing it very well, but...
Okay. If you want to get them, I think you can. I mean, I think they're obviously they have homes and families and stuff in Germany. They work for the company. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they should be able to get them.
My brother-in-law is Germany. Go over there and kick a little ass.
Right. Won't turn helmet.
That's right. We'll be back. Lovely. All right. Kim calls. Hey, comedy.
Wow.
Very funny world.
All those Jews.
Gina Davis. That's right. The blacks at the airport security and all the Jews running around pulling the strings. I'm not sure about the blacks. Oh. That was way out of context. I was talking about interiors for a car I was picking out.
Right.
The blacks interior, the grays interior.
We're about out of show.
These interiors.
I can't stop talking.
I can't stop. I know.
Read this book.
I'm reading this book. All right, Kim calls everyone. Gene Davis show. Tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
We'll be on her show and she'll be back here in a couple
Tom days. Arnold, everyone, tomorrow night.
More for you.
Speaking of open book, tomorrow night, Tom Arnold. No. You think you had a pet. Tom Arnold. Until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Bruce and Mahala.
I love you too, man.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. Producer for Loveline, Sam Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.